the Rosh and Rosh Zayin says again the things which are Urchaim, the Mal of the Mask, the Man Sir Mishal Mata, things which will take a person up and keep, make sure that he's always growing and always flying high, is Shikva Itim Latara. A person should be Kavei Itim Latara. And this has many different applications to it. Obviously, the most obvious application of a person who's not sitting and learning the whole day, so he has to make sure that he has a kviyas itim, he has a set time that he learns, or at least a set amount that he learns every day, but preferably even a set time that he learns. He has a kviyas. Kviyas is a tremendous thing. It becomes our mind and our way we function is becomes a reality to us. This is my being, because it's kavua, as opposed to something which is haphazard. When I got married, so one of the hanhagas that Rav Sheva Chaim Starkstein has for the Talmidim is that the person should makabel bli neder for the rest of his life. It doesn't go by day that he doesn't learn at least an hour of learning. Every day of your life, you're learning at least, you're committing to, by your chuppah, you're going to the chuppah, you're starting your life as a new stage of life, you're committing to an hour of learning. And one Rebbe went to home, he told somebody else, he told me, you know, maybe not an hour, you know, that's not, you know, when he's ready for it, committed to a half an hour. And this fellow, every year, on the part of his anniversary celebration, is he would make a cheshbon and nefesh, how he did for the year. He got married on this and this date, he got married on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So every year, Rosh Chodesh Elul, he would sit down and say, okay, part of my anniversary is to sit down and see how I did for the year. Did I keep my kviyas or not? I used to tell the Bokhrim that, you know, I had this commitment to learn an hour a day. And they said, an hour a day? You know, what's so hard about an hour a day? I can learn an hour a day. You know, this commitment is an hour a day. Gresham Ice is an hour a day. You know, right? And I myself really didn't understand what it means exactly an hour a day until, of course, there was the days that you wonder, like, how am I going to learn an hour a day? Like the day that you're traveling. So one Chaver Motan told me, he says, so he had a baby, Baruch Hashem, his fourth child. And they decided they're going to have the bris by his wife's parents because she was really worn out, etc. So she flew with the baby to New York, and then he drove with the three kids. So he got up in the morning, got his wife to the airport, got her on the plane with the baby. She flew to New York, and his in-laws were going to pick her up. And then he drove 8 hours in the car with three kids to New York. And he gets there, Baruch Hashem, you know, and he said he hasn't learned his hour yet, obviously, when he's learned his hour while the kids, you know, he's listening to a tape in the car of, you know, of very important things like Baruch Hashem, his brachas, you know, right? You know, so he says, maybe he sang a song, you know, learning, he's in a pasuk, you know, shifty, you know, that's a pasuk, you know, like, you know, so maybe that counts for learning. No, that's not what we meant, right? So 1 o'clock in the morning, he sat down to learn his hour, right? And then you got to learn your hour. You got to learn your hour. You didn't learn your hour yet today. And you know, so one of these guys came to me. You know, yeah, it's Gordon. I said, fine, it's Pesach and Nisanim, Rabbi Sai, and you're going to be homing and helping, etc. You know, so the Seder doesn't count because you know it's rushes back and forth. I mean real learning. So the Seder doesn't count. You know, says I want you to make a commitment for an hour. You come back and tell me afterwards how well it went. He accurately says, Rebbe, it was hard. Right, he was an honest guy at least. You know, it's not easy. But it's most of a kviyas itim. First, it's a kviyas, he's going to learn a certain amount, learn a certain time. Torah is your reality. Your day revolves around your Torah. It's a reality. It has, because that's true, it takes a person, it keeps a person focused. One of the biggest challenges we have is we lose focus. We lose direction. You know, what's important, what's not important, where are we going, what's it about? And we lose that. The person who says, there's no person who's in the world of business, you know, says, well, you know, I'll be in the, you know, but I'm not going to be Isaac in the business. That's the job. That's what life revolves around, the business. I don't mean the guy, you know, he works for somebody else. The guy has his own business. The guy, he's building up his business. He's thinking about his business, you know, see where he's going somewhere. He's thinking about his business. You know, meet somebody, oh, maybe I can make this guy, you know, maybe the guy will, you know, somewhere or other interface with me in my business. He's making, always, you make a contact with somebody, even in a some type of a personal setting. Maybe I can get him as a client. You know, it absorbs your mind because that's what your life is about. So, our life is about learning. So, if our life is about learning, a life is about growing, a life is about Torah, so it should absorb your mind. the Ben Yehuda says that if a person wants to know whether you're doing your mitzvahs anoshim melamad or you're doing it real, a person who's constantly growing and thinking about learning about Yerushalayim means that he's not doing melamad. Otherwise, he's doing it because that's what you do. That's what my father did. It's my Zayda Gatan, and Alta Zayda Gatan, you know. They said, I want to be a Kohen. My Zayda is going to be a Kohen, and Alta is going to be a Kohen. I always want to be a Kohen. That's why you're a Kohen. Right? That's your kahuna. Kahuna is because the Zayda Gatan is a, you know. It has to be, was the Gemara says, it's a scary Gemara, the Gemara says that a definition of a Talmud Chacham, Tosis, more insight, Tosis Masur Gemara, says we can assume a true Talmud Chacham doesn't go to Alad Amos without thinking and learning. Now, that Tosis disqualifies a large part of people who are Taka sitting and learning are disqualified. If your mind is absorbed in it, this becomes your reality. That's what's natural. So yes, you have things that you have to do and you do them well, etc. But when that's not keeping you busy, your mind goes back to your default. Default is growth. Default is life. Right? Default, what is life about? What do I think my life is about? So the kibiyas itim l'tera is a kibiya of your remotal cats. That sometimes say says a person is. There's chav ches itim. You say in Pesukim and Kehelas says eis leletus and eis lemus, eis iskoyk, eis iskoyk, eik rekoyd, eis rekoyd. You know, you have one after the other. Eis spoyd, eis rekoyd. I'm sorry. Eis iskoyk, eis rachek miskoyk. Right. There's 28 times. All of those times have to be rooted in the Torah. Kavata itim. Lutera means where you he ties it up to where you convey all of your itim in the Torah. Whatever kufa you're in, whatever situation you're in, was the root of it, was the foundation of it from the world of Torah. Did you interface with the world from a vision of Torah, or did you interface with the world from a different point? And one of the points which I mentioned over the years. One of the challenges of a person goes into the secular world. There's so many obvious challenges that a person has to deal with, halachic issues, hashkafic issues, etc. But there's a much more insidious issue, which is very covert and it's not obvious to many people, is the values. There's a value system which is being sold to you. The secular world, some people, the value system is getting ahead, advancement, professional advancement. They believe in that's the raison d'etre of their life, and they believe in that. Another person, it's culture. You have to be a cultured person. You know, the person who teaches some type of an English class at a college level, the professor, they don't teach literature. They believe in literature. Without literature, you are a plagued adam. You're lacking in being a human being if you do not know Shakespeare. That's part of their life. The history teacher believes that a person will not absorb and think about the lessons of history. He's lacking he's someone to be pitied. Right? There's something missing in your life. Another person, his values and the society of values is the value of entertainment and fun. And all these things are being thrown at you, and we live in them, and we start absorbing them. That becomes the value system which you measure things at. How do you measure success in the United States of America? Is he a successful person? Well, a successful person, obviously, is a person who has met many challenges in their life, worked on their midos, became a better person, is nice to his wife, nice to his kids, takes care of people, and davens three times a day. That's a successful person. Success means you overcame your challenges. No. In America, a successful person means you made a lot of money. Is he successful means that you make a lot of money. If you didn't have the money, he's not a successful person. Now, that's not a criteria which you have to accept. This person is considered a significant, important person because he has a lot of pieces of green paper with faces on it. Mehechateisa, that's something of value. Or he's considered a very significant person because he's very good. And I tell you, you know, when Babe Ruth died, so it was a big tumult, you know, Babe Ruth died. So Rav Chaskel Evershaim, his mazel was in America. And he walks to the Beis Medrash, and there's a big tumult going on in the Beis Medrash. He says, "Vasa Geshen, what happened?" He says, "Babe Ruth died. Who's Babe Ruth?" You know, we must with Rav Chaskel Evershaim, you know, the Tzadik Yisrael and Rav Chaskel Evershaim, Babe Ruth, right? Babe Ruth, okay. So he says, you know, he was a baseball player. Vasa does baseball. What's baseball? And he starts trying to explain it. He says, you take a stick with the ball, and you throw the ball to the stick, and the guy hits the ball with the stick, and it goes very far, and it's very exciting. It sounds rather stupid. These guys make millions of dollars at this. You know, I have to give the guys a lot of credit. You know, if you can make a few million dollars and doing something that's so stupid, you got to be something special. Right? You got to give the guy credit. He did, you know, I mean, I can't do that. I have to make my money at something which are normal. But that's he's considered valuable in our society. And when he gets up and gives you a lesson to the students, he says, you know, guys, be honest, etc. They take it, somebody of stature spoke to them. That's scary that we live in a society which accepts that. So Kavat Itzim the Torah means, is your value system the Torah? Do you measure things against, how's the Russian think that this is important? A person who is Kaveya, he might be a really nice guy. But I don't have to value him. A person who's conveyed that his function in life is to play a game. You know, you say, you know, I'm very happy with my son. It's very good for him. He plays tennis, and he's good at tennis, and he plays tennis the whole day, and he's 15 years old. Okay, you know, he'll grow out of it. When he's 25 years old, you say, he's got a real problem. But he loves playing tennis. That's beautiful. Well, our life. But he's making a lot of money at it. Oh, it's okay. Why is it okay? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's okay. That's the Muslim Kavata Itam Latera. Then Ramotha says, why says, he says the same, he says, you say, the Talmud Torah Kenegat Kula. Talmud Torah Kenegat Kula means, there's many different things that you do. You do Haknas Azarchim, you do Bikur Charlim, you do everything. I want you, you take Talmud Torah, you take this thing, and you measure it in the light of Talmud Torah. Let Talmud Torah, let your learning give you an understanding of what's right. Let your learning give you an understanding of how to measure something. What does it mean, Bikur Charlim? What does it, you know, a person can make his lifetime Bikur Charlim, and that's a wonderful thing, but it becomes his Avodah Zarah. His life is all Bikur Charlim. You know, so davening is not so important because Bikur Charlim, you know, and Ben on the Chaver, Bikur Charlim, and learning Bikur Charlim, you know. But his Bikur Charlim became his Avodah Zarah. You mentioned, you know, yesterday. So this is the guy who sits up by the in the slave boat, and he rows the whole time on the right side. So his one side of his body is very, very big. He's Bikur Charlim is big, but the rest of his body is withered. That's not what the Russian wants. The Russian doesn't want you should be very good at Bikur Charlim and bad at everything else. That's not the picture the Russian wants. He says, you know, the guy walks in and he's tremendous hulk of a right arm, and his left arm, he looks like he's deformed. There was a society for the advancement of Shmir Shabbos in Europe, and the Telzer Rav came out against it. He says, you're afraid these people are going to make Shabbos their Avodah Zarah. So Shabbos is a tremendous mitzvah. But the Torah is not about Shabbos. Torah is about Shabbos and Tefillin and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha and learning. And you make one thing your focus, you lose everything else. So it's Kavata, everything you have to measure it against the picture of what the prism of Torah. And we get lost in it. You know, you see a guy in Yeshiva, the guy is a tremendous Baal Chesed. I remember there was a Bacher here in Yeshiva. The guy was a Baal Chesed. I mean, he was a Baal Chesed. He would run to the end of the earth to do a guy a favor. And he did. To the expense of his learning and his personal growth, relationship with his parents, everything. But he just couldn't, he just loved his chaver, he cared about his life, he just couldn't, let's say, he couldn't. Guy asked him, you know, can I come to Chasa? You know, we have the Chasa's in Denver, you know, the Chasa's in Chicago, the Chasa's in Los Angeles. But he went, because how could I not go to France? It's like so important for him again. You know, he says, but it's going to destroy your learning for a week. And now you have, you're struggling with your learning. It's going to kill you. But Rebbe, how can I not go? And it was painful. He couldn't let go of it. So Kavati and Lataris, you know, it's there's a balance, and there is a balance of both sides. And you have the guy the guy's really firm with davening, you know, and that's wonderful, and it's great, and it has to be part of an overall picture and a setting. So Kavati and Lataris means the actual learning, just the cause of the actual learning. It has to be with a real kavis. It has to be real, because what your life is about, you don't put it aside. So life is about terrorists, so you don't put it as an aside. You make that's the focus of the day. And everything else, you do also. Then a person has to measure whatever else he's doing. Once that's true, the next step is you can measure everything else that you do against that prison. And then you'll be batuach, that you're going to be doing it, you know, batuach halavai batuach, that you're doing it right. You're doing it with what the Russian really wants you to do. Okay.